What are the odds? One in 100?
I don't do odds. I gave very detailed...
You're in casinos, sir.
You're right.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 19th, 2018. Welcome to Day 669.
A month ago, you said you had spoken with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and that he had told you directly that he had no knowledge
of this. That's right. And still says that.
But we now know that some of the people closest to him, some of his closest advisors were part of this. Question. Did MBS lie to you, sir?
I don't know. You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
The CIA concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi, contradicting the Saudi government's claims that he was not involved in the killing. The evidence includes an intercept showing a member of the 15-person team calling an aide to Prince Mohammed, saying, "Tell your boss that the mission was accomplished." Trump, meanwhile, called Saudi Arabia a truly spectacular ally and told senior White House officials that he wants Prince Mohammed to remain in power as a check on Iran.
He told me that, I would say, maybe five times at different points.
But what if he's lying?
As recently as a few days ago.
Do you just live with it because you need him?
Well, will anybody really know? All right. Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we do have an ally, and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
Trump also claimed that the CIA haven't assessed anything yet, but, quote, as of this moment, we were told that Prince Mohammed did not play a role, end quote. Trump also won't listen to what he called the suffering tape that contains audio of Khashoggi's murder inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
Turkish President Erdogan says that he has shared a tape with the U.S. and other countries that is of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Have you, one, either heard the tape yourself or been briefed on it? And if so, to your mind, what does it show?
We have the tape. I don't want to hear the tape. No reason for me to hear the tape.
Why don't you want to hear it, sir?
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it.
Meanwhile, Trump says he probably won't sit down for an in-person interview with Robert Mueller.
Here's my question, though. You are submitting written answers to the special counsel about the issue of collusion, but not on obstruction of justice.
Well, there was no obstruction of justice.
Let me, if I may, sir, just
I think they probably agree with that.
Is that your final position, that there's going to be no sit-down interview and nothing written or in-person on obstruction?
I would say probably. Probably. I mean, I can change my mind, but probably. I think we've wasted enough time on this witch hunt. And the answer is probably. We're finished.
Trump also claimed that he didn't know that his acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, opposed the Mueller investigation. But he said Whitaker is right about his criticism of the special counsel's investigation.
He has a long record of speaking out against the special counsel and his probe.
I could see a scenario where Jeff Sessions is replaced with a recess appointment, and that attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
The truth is, there was no collusion with the Russians in the Trump campaign.
Did you know, before you appointed him, that he had that record and was so critical of Robert Mueller?
I did not know that. I did not know he took views on the Mueller investigation as such.
And when you found that out?
I don't think it had any effect. If you look at those statements, they really can be viewed either way, but I don't think it would have any effect.
Well, he says there's no collusion.
Chris, I'll tell you what.
He says you can starve the investigation.
What do you do when a person's right? There is no collusion. He happened to be right. I mean, he said it.
Trump and Whitaker have had multiple conversations about the Mueller probe over the last year. A group of Senate Democrats, meanwhile, are suing to block Whitaker from serving as acting attorney general, alleging that his appointment is unconstitutional. The suit asks a federal judge to remove Whitaker because the appointment violates the Constitution since Whitaker has not been confirmed by the Senate. Incoming House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff added that not only is Whitaker's appointment flawed, but, quote, that he was chosen for the purpose of interfering with the Mueller investigation. He auditioned for the part by going on TV and saying he could hobble the investigation, end quote. Trump called Adam Schiff Little Adam Shit on Twitter after the administration spent a week complaining about the need for decorum as part of its tiff with CNN and Jim Acosta, whose press credentials Trump revoked earlier this month. The White House did not comment on whether Trump misspelled Schiff's name intentionally. Melania Trump, who has spearheaded anti-cyberbullying efforts through her Be Best initiative, also did not comment. And finally, after first threatening to suspend Jim Acosta's press pass again after the current restraining order expires, the White House again reversed course and fully restored Acosta's credentials. On Friday, Judge Timothy J. Kelly ruled that Acosta's right to due process had been violated when the White House suspended his pass. After the ruling, the White House sent Acosta a formal letter outlining a preliminary decision to again suspend his pass once the temporary order had expired. They cited a failure to abide by, quote, basic, widely understood practices, end quote, when asking follow-up questions, as well as not giving the microphone up right away. CNN and Acosta asked a federal judge for an emergency hearing allowing the judge to enter a more permanent preliminary injunction. The White House instead told CNN they would restore Acosta's press credentials as long as he follows new rules at presidential news conferences, which include asking just one question at a time and, quote, physically surrendering the microphone, end quote. And now to the notables. One, Trump criticized the retired Navy SEAL who led the raid on Osama bin Laden, saying that he should have caught bin Laden sooner. Two, Trump reiterated his threat to shut down the federal government next month if Congress fails to give him $20 billion to build his border wall. Three, the 5,800 troops Trump sent to the southwest border will start coming home just as some members of the refugee caravan are arriving at the border. And four, Trump claimed that Finland's president told him that they rarely have forest fires because they spend a lot of time raking.
I was watching the firemen the other day, and they were raking areas. They were raking areas where the fire was right over there, and they're raking trees, little trees like this that are not trees, little bushes that you could see are totally dry. Weeds. And they're raking them. They're on fire. That should have been all raked out.
What about the...
You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem.
And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
I will tell you, I'm extremely upbeat. The White House is running like a well-oiled machine. It's doing really well. I have great people. I will make some changes, but not very many. I'm very happy with my cabinet, other than, you know, a couple of exceptions, and even there, I'm not unhappy. And I will tell you that I'm loving what I'm doing.